Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. As we spoke of last week, we have two special guests here on the Filipino-American National News. It is the 20th anniversary of the Phil Minnesotan Association Basketball Invitational, which will be taking place next weekend. We have on the show the chairperson of the event, Mr. Boo Dava, and a fellow board member, a board member of the association, who's taking a big role in this year's basketball tournament, Miss Eileen Love. So I'd like to introduce Boo and Eileen to our listening audience. Welcome, guys.
And hi, girls. Welcome. Thank you for having us. My first time.
In this capacity.
Yes.
You've been a guest before.
Yes, I have. But not on the radio.
Boo, this is the 20th anniversary of the Basketball Invitational. 21 if there was no COVID, but 20, nice solid number in 20. When this idea came about in your head as the originator, the founder of this wonderful event, why did you think it would be something that would become integral and valuable to the Filipino community here in Minnesota?
Well, I would think that, you know, when it really kind of comes down to why is it we do whatever it is that we do, it comes down to the love of the game or the love of whatever it is that we do, our individual passions or our community passions. Basketball has been paramount for Filipinos, and if the idea was to try to bring people together, all you had to do was get a metal ring, give them a basketball or a wad of paper and a basket, and they'll be playing and shooting. And I never really expected that I'd be working on this thing for 20 years, but it's come to that, but it doesn't surprise me a bit. It's gone fast.
And what were your expectation levels when that first tournament came around? Did you feel that you were going to get that buzz and that interest right away, or was it like a slow build?
I think it was... It was more of a concern about how do we communicate to the community and how do we prepare the community to come out and be a part of it. I remember the original planning time. The vision was much larger than just simply having a basketball tournament. It was really having the vision that was cast, it was to have a Filipino festival. And true of any Filipino community, barangay events or anything like that, there would always be a basketball tournament at the end of it. And ultimately, when it was presented to the organization, they felt like the project was really too big. But at the least, we could have a basketball tournament, and that's how we got it started. But we were concerned whether or not the community was prepared to have a basketball tournament at the time. So the mandate that came from the organization was the board members would personally create teams and draw people from the community that they knew in an effort to try to produce the first basketball tournament. And I think at that time there was 10 teams that participated. So, and there was not a Phil Minnesotan Association team because we were all spread out to create community teams. So...
And that first tournament took place at the YWCA's Minneapolis Sports Center. And this tournament has had several homes. And this year is an introduction of a new home of the basketball tournament. Miss Love, could you tell us some more details about this year's tournament, like where the venue is and what makes this venue unique compared to the one we've been at the last couple of years?
We're hosting the first event, a private event, at Eden Prairie Legacy Hoops. So it's nice. It's larger court. How many courts do we have? Like 5 courts?
Yep.
5 courts. It's going to be, it's a nice open area. don't know what else.
It's brand spanking new, like literally
new.
Just opening.
Just the floors a few weeks ago. We went to go see it. Just got put in. So right in Eden Prairie.
Eileen, you have the, I guess, unique perspective of a person that's been to the tournament where you watched Cousins, you've watched myself, you've watched my former co-host, Ramon Hugh, play in the tournament. Now you're stepping in the role as a board member of FMA, but taking an integral part in some of the planning, trying to lessen the load on Boo Dava. You know, every time Boo tries to step away, they always kind of bring him back in, or he finds a way back into leadership role. What have you learned in this role outside of being a fan?
Just how hard it is to coordinate all the teams, gather them all together, and trying to execute organization and instead of last minute fixings of all the teams, and just trying to also lure in all of the other teams in different areas that Boo has gotten up outside of Minnesota. So we've expanded with all the outsourcing that he has done, networking with from North Dakota, South Dakota, to Chicago, to St. Cloud. I mean, we're trying to get and build up our community to have it grow. And it's like special because then we're keeping it in the community and have it, the tradition go on while others just open up new ones. But we've had ours for 20 some years, so kind of keep it traditional, flowing.
And just a reminder to our listeners, we have Boo Dava and Eileen Love here to discuss the 20th annual Phil Minnesota Basketball Invitational, which will take place at the very new Eden Prairie Legacy Hoops Academy facility from June 25th through the 26th. Yeah. Here's a question for both of you, Eileen. How have you felt like this event has brought family and friends together through the years of this event? Because Boo said that there was 10 teams that first year. And what can you say about how it's brought people together? Or I guess in sometimes... Separated.
Separate, yep, it does. I mean, it's how it always is. It's going to be anyways. But I think it'll be fun. It's just what the whole concept is, one of the biggest, like, sports that everybody gathers together and have fun. That's all we want to do is have fun and enjoy the game, you know, and have family and friends and supporting us. Sometimes, yes, it gets competitive, but that's all about the fun of it. We've had our champs and we've had new champs. Like let's bring them all and have more competition and more fun and more other teams coming and joining. And then we want to bring up new generations, too. And we have different brackets, too. So that's what's fun and having 6 feet and under. We have a 40 plus masters. We have our open, you know, but we want to try to open it up again. What else, Boo? We can add
How it brings people together. You know, the love of the game is what draws people to kind of come together. Additional elements incorporated into the tournament. The introduction of food, introduction of community vendors, a way for people to gain more information about other organizations and so on. We haven't done as well in really attracting local community partners to be part of the basketball event. I think primarily because we focus so much on basketball itself. Mm-hmm. And but I think as we continue to move forward with the basketball tournament, and as we assess good things and bad things about how we did it, including this year's tournament, I think, you know, new perspectives will be brought in and be able to identify other elements of our Filipino community so that we can integrate it better and make it all things for all people.
But right now, we're going to give these two a moment to breathe. Boo literally just came up the stairs right into the studio. So we're going to play a song from an artist out of the Portland area, Talilo. The song's called Apat, featuring Ethnic Descent, Siklab, Deva, Carolina, Sambagita, Jay, and Luna.
Seeing the rice terraces and seeing what many broke their backs to build and preserve showed me that I didn't need material things, just knowledge of our culture and wisdom to pass to the next. So now, every time I see a Filipino or Filipina, I just headhunt right away.
Everybody move for my people, all that. They took our truth and they rewrote that. What you gonna do? We gon' put us on a map. Show me where you're from, let me see those tats.
Let me see those tats.
Had to fight through so much to be us, cause it be like that. All these marks and these scars showed up part, let me see those cats. You can tell that all my people in this when you see the flag out. Show them where you from, we gon' act out. Better back up, because we do not back down. Three stars in the sun, we got the map out. Navigated the globe, that's why they know us. Ancestors all covered in gold for the cultura. They showed up, crocodile teeth along with the cobra. Not alone, with a partner alone, I throw the foe up.
Hey, what you know, buddy? We can talk about it.
Kapsila nagtunga sa tun sa pamaagi sang reliyon. Masubo pero luwas kita Japon. Imo, bata ako, ilo-ilo, kadayon. Had to fight through so much to be us, cause it be like that.
Cause it be like that.
All these marks and these scars showed up hard. Let me see those cats.
Let me see those cats.
From the start we were strong with the art, cause it be like that.
Cause it be like that.
Our truth, those roots, let me see those tats.
Let me see those tats.
Mula sa wala, mundo ay nilikha. Nililog na mukha sa siklab na simula.
Mula sa wala, mundo ay nilikha. Nililog na mukha sa siklab na simula.
Raise your hand if you reppin' Filipino. Passing this mana like a blessing to my people. Always bear witness, nothing is scripted. Those who rob our culture get chopped down with a quickness. I rep the foe cause it reps our ethnicity. Melting pot diaspora, but I'm got every city. Run with a tribe for the community. Always first to go to war, this headhunter from the Philippines.
Para se buano, kudil americano. Nyem puso kararwa, agduanga Ilocano. Ikinak nga di makel, igitikarayan. Nalabaga nga pitak, lugar di Cagayan.
Lalo agda. Iba nag-agpapadati, darato lang kenlasag.
Ijinak nagpatatak, paltog na katatak. Pumatayak, para kabagis ken kadarak.
Had to fight through so much to be us, cause it be like that.
Cause it be like that.
All these marks and these scars showed up hard. Let me see those cats.
Let me see those cats.
From the start we were strong with the art, cause it be like that.
Cause it be like that.
Our truth, those roots, let me see those tats.
Let me see those tats.
Mula sa wala, mundo ay nilikha. Nililog na mukha sa siklab na simula.
Mula sa wala, mundo ay nilikha. Nililog na mukha sa siklab na simula.
Ay, jungle blood, I feel at home in the trees. Till I high in the G like the snake.
And we're back with Budava and Eileen Love. We just played a rap artist on there, and we have seen some unique talents in during halftime shows and musical acts. There is an old inside joke with my former co-host Ramon that he might have lost a championship because I think you had a dance group from the University of Filipinas perform, and extended halftime show might have distracted them. Has that been something that's made you proud that you've brought different elements, not just basketball during that weekend, from entertainment to the food vendors that have evolved through the years?
I think the idea was always expanding beyond just simply basketball. Like I said, I think I mentioned we wanted it to be all things for everybody, to have a little bit of something for everybody who participated. to have something that becomes kind of like, oh, wow, I didn't know. Even last night at the, yesterday at the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans Philippine Day event, you know, outside of the FMA booth, there was a gentleman who just happened to have some golf designs on his shirt, and asked him if he played golf. He says, yeah, so does my son, and introduced the golf tournament to him. You know, and he had basically said he and his wife had never known that the Filipino community was out here, nor do they have any knowledge that we do all of these things, mm-hmm. basketball tournament, bowling, socials, and golf tournaments. And it was an opportunity to have invited them, and they're pretty excited about it. And now his wife is also excited about participating in other Filipino events that she otherwise would have would not have known. And so when we do those kind of things, whether or not we invite a dance troupe that's visiting in the Twin Cities to come out and be halftime performance, or local artists, or you know, dance troupes at the university or anything like that, it's a great way to introduce them to a segment of the community that they may otherwise not even really know exists.
And to piggyback off that comment, I think that has been one of the things that has definitely made the FMABI, as you sometimes call it, a unique thing. That element of inclusion, where sometimes you have kids who are Filipino or mixed race Filipinos who don't directly have that connection with the community, and you have people who are married into the culture that are participating in the tournament, and the fact that through basketball that they're finding a connection to the Filipino community here. How does that make you both feel that it's not just basketball when you go to FMA basketball tournament, that there's that feeling of camaraderie?
You know, I think when we have families that otherwise don't engage in the community, and all of a sudden there's a member of that community who loves the game and gets involved, and all of a sudden the family rallies around that one individual and begins showing up and starts to flaunt the national colors, right, and embraces an aspect of who they are that they otherwise have ignored all their lives. To me, that's the most compelling reason for why we do what we do, including, it wouldn't be a secret, when we introduced a national team and we participated at a national level, and we had people travel from out of state to join us at the different venues in New York or in Chicago, and for them to really embrace who they are, it's fascinating to find out what it takes for them to do something like that. And at the end of the day, it's not about, you know, who wins or loses. It's about how do these people now all of a sudden embrace being Filipino.
I agree. Yeah. Just having the culture all come together, and then having them learn about, like, even just the food, and everybody coming together and joining as a community and celebrating.
Admired dancers.
This is a 2-decade event, and yes, we have seen people literally grow up watching, yes, their parents play basketball and now, yes, participating in this tournament.
Right.
What does it feel like to see now we're seeing, like you said, second generations of people playing, and probably playing at a higher level than their parents,
yeah,
participating in this tournament? How's it been for you, Boo, to see the growth of the young Filipino American student athletes that have participated in this tournament through the years?
I think all it does is affirms why we do what we do. As difficult as it may seem to really put these things together, primarily because every individual that participates in a basketball tournament does it for their own reasons, right? We can't legislate it into them. We can't tell them that they have to embrace the flag. We can't tell them to speak the language. We can't tell them to eat a particular food. They're all going to do what they want to do. And they may bring to the court elements and behaviors that may not be acceptable to other aspects of our culture, right? Mm-hmm. But we embrace it all. And it's only appropriate that the next generation would be expected to perform at a much higher level than the previous generation. We do it economically speaking. We do it from a social aspect. We do it on a competitive level in sports. So it is what it is, and it's what we should be laboring to do. And the success of that next generation and taking it to that higher level and attaining higher levels in competition is truly part of why we do it.
Mm-hmm. We spoke of some innovation, unique things that happen at the basketball tournament. Is there anything new on the horizon that we'll be able to expect this coming weekend that we'll see at the basketball tournament?
Well, the theme for this year is the road to 20.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And 20 years of FMA basketball and you know, simply saying the road to 20, we tried to introduce a car show. Mm-hmm. The idea is another passion Filipino young Filipino men truly have, their personalities and their is sometimes reflected on their vehicles, right? So we wanted to bring those in. But I'll admit, it's been a real passive marketing of it. There wasn't a real push except for individual conversations that I had with people who truly love cars. We have an online registration for all those people who wants to participate in the car show. It's a very chill car show. It's just bring your car, bring a tent, you know, mm-hmm. have some chairs and have some conversations with other car enthusiasts. It's nothing formal. There are no awards or anything like that. It's just sharing a passion.
Show off your beautiful car.
Show off your or motorcycle.
Oh, right? Yes.
Or a minivan.
Or minivan.
Oh.
Yeah. But apparently Hubert is in the Philippines or something like that, so I'm not really sure whether or not he'll be there.
Okay.
But yes, truly. So I'm excited to see what might be there. I'll have to check the database and find out who signed up.
Yes.
And what that would be. But that was our kind of like, yeah, new introduction for this year.
Right when you walk in, you'll see beautiful cars or motorcycles.
Yeah, hopefully.
I like to say that when it comes to the FMA basketball tournament, Minnesotan Filipino Americans have been able to show that they can compete with the various teams that come from out of state internationally. We might not always win, but there are a group of athletes here that are able to compete with those people. And I think some people always kind of short side Minnesota that they think we're at some farm shooting on some wooden basket. But we're going to play some board association. You can use one word to describe these things when it comes to some of the history of the FMA Basketball Invitational Boo.
We're going to play a game right now?
We're going to play a game. Okay. We're going to play a game.
All right.
Boo.
Yes.
Double J.
Legacy.
Championships.
Good. Jason Perkins.
Ooh.
Oh. Representing FMA or representing Filipino in the game.
Yeah, I guess for me, PBA.
Yeah, PBA.
Team Toba, PBA Chicago.
Ooh. Heart.
I would say a very good match, very competitive. Just competition right there.
I would even add True North.
True North.
True North.
Yep.
Yeah. They're awesome, awesome compass for, I think, what we desire to see in basketball in Minnesota.
Francis Bunju.
Ooh. Got a word for it?
A word?
Or words.
Words?
I just say Avengers. That's all I say. So that's the only word that I have for Francis and label him as Avengers.
Model.
Yeah.
Jaden Nish.
I'm going to say...
I mean, some might say, I don't want to put any words in your mouth, but some of their basketball journey is kind of similar, or where they kind of started as how people saw them as young hoopers. So that's why I kind of brought them back to back.
Yeah, I guess I would say if Francis was model, I'd say Jaden was future.
Yeah, that's good.
What can we do moving forward to ensure that the FMA Basketball Invitational lives on, and how can we make it better or improve it moving forward if there are things to improve?
Inviting more, having more like newness and outreaching, bringing all the other states and competition. And like when you mentioned Toba, that was one I remember. It was one of the biggest, loudest, like, championship match that I remember.
And we have to give credit to the likes of AJ Monton, who was one of the first people from Toba to come down here, because I think that their level of competition helped raise the bar for teams to see what they could be capable of to compete with someone outside of Minnesota hoops. And I think it's something that still a puzzle, still trying to be figured out to win a FMA BI championship, where no one's beat them in the championship game from PBA Chicago did, but from Minnesota, that's the thing that they're still trying to get through. But FMA Basketball Invitational has definitely had a unique hold on the community for the last 21 plus years here. And where can our listeners find more information about the FMA Basketball Invitational?
Yeah, we have it on Facebook, and we also have it on Instagram as well. And yeah, we just come join us at Eden Prairie this weekend, the 20 Legacy Hoops, new venue, where we're going to have everything like food, fun, like cars. We're going to have the Filipino community join us. And we're going to try to get a good show.
Boo, you are a person that this idea came out of your head. You've been a part of the basketball scene here for Filipinos for a while. And I think sometimes you do not get the flowers you properly deserve on the impact that you have influenced people to take a leap of faith because they've seen the FMA Basketball Invitational to participate in or play internationally to play ball. And also the impact of, you alluded to earlier, that there are other people that try to emulate your basketball tournament or versions of things that you've had for basketball ideas. So take the flowers, Boo. You did a phenomenal job on, that's not always the easiest thing to coordinate,
get all this going. It's a lot of work and effort, and for doing it for 20 plus years, it's still going.
The growth of basketball in Minnesota obviously is reflected by the number of other tournaments that exist today, right? And each of them are meritorious. Each of them, try to provide something the community needs. Not everything can be satisfied in one event, in one FMA basketball tournament, and so on. And it's a labor for many of our board members and our executive officers, who all have to be spread out amongst